This is the Krillcast. I am Will.
I'm Andrew.
He wishes. He wishes that is Will.
The Iron Will. The Iron Fist.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually Will. Welcome back. We're talking about games. It's been a long time.
Yes. And before we talk about games, if you guys are looking for the book content that we've been doing for the past, I don't know how long, you go to the other channel, Printed and Pressed. If you know where that's at, if you don't, you can find it on our main channel here. It's right there, Printed and Pressed. Apparently 29 people did. Will. And on this one, 128.
Crazy, every time I look at it, it goes up by one.
I know, how in the heck? Anyways, if you're looking for that, go to Printed and Pressed. If you're looking for gaming, well, you come to the right place for once.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to anybody watching on Rumble, anybody watching on the Twitterverse, and anybody who is here with us on YouTube. What? I didn't know you could stream on there.
Will does it all the time.
I know.
He's like, I'm a cam girl.
That's how he
there.
Knows. That's how he knows.
The real question is, does his wife know?
Hey, man, this is being live streamed there right now.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Will's got, like, an extra stream going we don't know about.
Yeah, he's got a camera behind him.
From the face up, YouTube. Yeah. From the chest down, Grindr. Oh, my goodness.
I get way more views.
It's like that first episode we did, Same Will, and Will, as soon as Will and I got done introducing ourselves, Will goes, Chris isn't wearing any pants.
Oh,
that was the Same very first episode. Content. Will got us demonetized from the get-go.
Different
all good.
Camera angles, that's all it is.
This is the newsroom. Yeah. That's the not newsroom.
It's okay. Called multitasking.
So for those of you that don't know, we actually put out a poll for our topics like we used to do for Newsworm. And the topic options, because I couldn't think of anything more than these, were the Xbox leak, Nintendo getting lazy, because Andrew has some thoughts on that, Nintendo Switch Online killing retro gaming, which apparently nobody cares about, or PlayStation losing its mojo, which actually is kind of breaking news today with the PS5, because of Jim Ryan getting fired. So if you didn't hear about that, you heard it here first from the Krillcast. Otherwise, you probably heard it from everybody else.
He's stepping down, Chris. You know, ignore the debacle with Activision.
It's just embarrassing, yeah, sure. Honestly, that whole...
That's why he cried over Activision like six times.
Yep. Yeah. If I'm completely honest, Sony shouldn't give a crap about losing Activision.
No, well,
they should just re-release Mag.
About it, and we're two minutes in, so I'm good.
That was for you, Andrew.
I know it was.
All right, so first off, I guess we'll talk about the Xbox leak first. Before we do that, though, let's talk about what's going on with the podcast. Since we are coming back to gaming, our new schedule as of right now is that every other week you'll get a Krillcast, and every other week you'll get a Printed and Pressed. So this week you got Krillcast, next week you get Printed and Pressed.
Yes.
So make sure you subscribe to both channels. And
if you're not sick of us yet. We're like 12 years into this. I don't know. Right?
We're like 3.5, but sure. Maybe 4. I don't know. We're close.
At least
Will's
it's probably
like
well, Will and I are four in. Andrew's only like 1.5 in, and he's killed the podcast since he joined. So.
Sorry, have I killed it?
No.
Okay.
Andrew the fact that we haven't had guests in like 2 years probably is what killed the podcast. That's probably more what did it. Anyways, on that note, we're going to talk about what's killing Xbox: the Xbox leak. So,
it's not killing Xbox. It's an interesting
look. Everybody that releases a trash can as a technology thing ends up killing their product. Okay. Apple did it first. Now Xbox is doing it.
The leak is interesting so far as it's just, you know, what they're planning on. You can really see how the COVID affected things. I'm not thrilled about the mid-gen all digital refresh, but like, I don't care. Some people apparently do like that. They have to have some kind of market analyst saying that people want that stupid thing. The controller is interesting. They're finally catching up to Sony, so they're going to have the same functionality that Sony has. I guess let's go through it. Bethesda has all the Bethesda shit that you're expecting, and that's pretty much it. And then, you know, the big headline grabber is that Phil Spencer wants to buy Nintendo, but if you actually read the email, it's just like, this would be an opportunity we couldn't pass up. Not like, we're actively pursuing this. This is our 5-year plan. It's just like him saying... if Steam, which everyone ignored the Steam part of it, which I think is a bigger deal, Steam or Nintendo comes up for sale, of course we're going to buy that.
Well, yeah.
And like, he even, like, they even threw around numbers where it's like, basically, no matter how much they want, we're going to pay for it. So
why would either of those go up for sale, though?
That's I have no, no, I don't, that's the thing is, I don't think they ever will. But if they do, you know, I had to really think about this. You know, I am an Xbox fan, but I'm really a Halo fan, not really necessarily an Xbox fan. But I had to think about, like, who would I want to purchase those companies?
And honestly, I'd rather have Sony purchase Nintendo than...
I don't know.
No, because... I want Steam to get Nintendo, so Nintendo comes to PC.
Yes, if there's the other way around, Steam buying Nintendo, that'd be great. Well, but, yeah.
Here's the thing. Now, this is actually a serious question. Would Microsoft be allowed to purchase Steam?
No.
I don't think that would make it through.
The FTC is suing them again.
Right?
You see that they're suing them again.
Are they?
Yeah, they want Microsoft to break up. And it's just like, come on. But how, like, many times does the FTC have to lose?
But I have to be honest. I think them with how Game Pass is now a thing, I feel like buying Steam would be actually a market share issue.
Yes, there's no way they'd be allowed. Also, this email happened before Activision was even an idea.
So hey, this is why they're releasing that weird mid-gen refresh.
Yes.
Because apparently 3/4 of Xbox gamers have the all-digital sad console.
Yeah, well, it's not... Yeah, it's not the... I guess it could technically... It's like the sad, because the series S instead of the S. But the...
Because it doesn't have a disc drive. It can't be penetrated with the disc.
Gosh, the sad console is it's basically functioning as a Switch where everyone's buying one now, in addition to, you know, PlayStation.
Chris, you shared that one in our group chat. You shared that new tablet.
There's a portable on the Lenovo something or other,
whatever they're doing. It's basically a Game Pass version of the Switch.
Yeah, but it's no, because there was that other one that was actually lit, like the G Pad or something. This one is like a full blown PC, so it's not quite a Game Pass machine. It's a PC similar to the Steam Deck for just Windows.
They're marketing it as Game Pass as like what it is.
Well, Game Pass is being marketed on all these things. So like,
yeah,
Microsoft is just like partnering with everybody.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, what's interesting is they do have a breakdown of the pricing for Game Pass, so everyone's wondering, like, how much are they making? How much do they pay for these games? And it's freaking shocking. They're making almost $300 million a month, and that's as of Q3 of last year. And the amount of money they spend for some of these games is kind of insane. So it was something like...
Are they profitable, or are they losing money?
Oh, no, they are making a lot of money, but it's just... It's a model that I can't believe was ever approved, I guess.
Well, is it going to stay profitable? Or
that's the question.
Like...
He has to grow it. So that's like, the thing is, once they have the mobile market that they will be acquiring with Activision, like, it doesn't really matter anymore.
Well, this is where my question was, right? Was, is it actually profitable, or did they get these games on the cheap right now while people are trying to figure out how it's going to work?
No, they spent a shitload of money for Red Dead Redemption 2. I want to say $5 million a month for that game. And then EA wanted $300 million for the Star Wars Jedi Survivor, the new one. And they said no, because they're like, that's a little too much.
I guess the question is, are the developers actually making the same amount of money they would be if they were selling it to all these customers?
Yeah, so...
Andrew, that's not really important. Hold on. Andrew, that's not important, though.
Why?
The importance is that if the gaming market is being chewed out by Game Pass, they have to collect some money somewhere. So if you have a bulk of gamers paying for Game Pass and are not going out and buying discs or digitally purchasing those games... then it might be worth it to eat a few dollars to get.
What you're talking about is loss reduction.
That's
not a good thing for the company that developed the game.
Yeah, I'm going to answer Andrew's question. So,
sorry, go ahead.
I don't think this was part of the leak. They didn't have a breakdown of that, but they have had quite a few indie developers come out and explain like how much more money they're making because they're on Game Pass. It's because of like the lump sum and the number of players you get. equals the number of money you get per month, something like that. But also with Starfield, I know that you love to hate on Starfield, and honestly, it doesn't look that great. But that was a big discussion. It's like, okay, you have this massive game, and this is going to be the first test of the Game Pass model for real. And it is still one of the most sold games on Steam and also physical / digital, just outside of Game Pass.
Right.
So it actually outperformed what they're expecting, even though it's technically free on Game Pass. So they're like, you know, all the headlines are, I guess it doesn't actually kill the sales because it didn't.
I don't know. It's new though, right? Like, I think a lot of people don't necessarily like Game Pass still.
I don't.
I think there's a big enough market that when it comes to something like that, they're still buying the game.
Yeah. It's tough because it's the same. I feel it's the same way.
So this is what the new Xbox refresh reminds me of, just for the record.
Yeah, everyone's made the same joke, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was the we have to have all the appliances for the kitchen. You know, we have the
In fridge. Fairness, though, I don't actually hate that look overall for the Mac. Comparably, but
you're in the minority.
I know. I've
but just you also are willing to pay for Macs. So
I don't hate this design. Like the fact it's a cylinder, I don't give a crap.
I don't own a Mac, Chris.
I do love that it says now adorably all digital. Like there's nothing adorable. The VR speak about.
Is so strong; it makes me want to gag.
Like it's already a circle. Put a disk drive in it. Just make it a CD player on top or something. Yeah. I don't freaking know.
They're probably going to have the rumored Sony attachment where Sony has that, extra disk drive that you can buy, or at least there's a rumor.
They need to. I really think that it would be a mistake at this point because they've already sold a decent chunk of disks to not have some peripheral.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the big selling points for the Xbox is that it is backwards compatible and you can play movies. So it's cheaper for Xbox to sell it like this, and then they're going to gouge the customer by making you buy the...
A $100 fast, high-speed disk drive.
Let's be honest, you guys. Let's be honest. This is how they're guaranteeing Game Pass purchases, because this thing instantly becomes a worthless paperweight the second you stop having Game Pass.
Yep.
That's not true. This thing has two... You're right. Unless you have a huge digital game library.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying it literally puts you on all digital slavery to whatever Xbox's thing is, right? And if you want,
so if they stop carrying the store and just have the service, then boom, you're stuck.
Yeah, and if it's one of those things, if they structure it where to even buy games, you have to be a Game Pass, like you have to be an Xbox Live member.
They've never done that.
They've never done it. Did they ever do all digital before this, Chris?
Yes.
No, I'm saying have they had the infrastructure in place to be all digital without anything else, without any disk demand?
Yes, they've had.
This is unfortunate. This is the way the market's going. This is not Xbox creating a trend. This is them chasing a trend in this particular instance.
And honestly, the only reason Nintendo didn't go this route is because it was cheaper to produce the Switch, a portable device.
Because their systems suck and they can't use Wi-Fi. That's the reason. No hate on Nintendo. I love those cartridges and I love their games, but they are really outdated, which is why they have not chased this trend.
No, what I was gonna say was that it was cheaper for them to put out removable storage than it was to put in a whole bunch of big internal storage.
Oh, for sure. I'm really curious what the Switch 2 is gonna look like.
Mm-hmm.
I was really tempted to say your mom.
Oh my gosh.
Well, apparently, it can run the equivalent of a PlayStation 4. So we'll see what that.
Really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, apparently honestly, it can, what is that demo? Was it Unreal 5 where they did the Matrix demo in it? And apparently that this new system can run it. They had the demo running in the back room at Gamescom.
I thought the current Xbox was able to do that.
Yeah, it definitely can. I mean, the current Xbox definitely does that, but I don't want to say that the Switch 2 can do a Series X, because that would be insane to have in a handheld.
Yeah, that would be. I know the Steam Deck can do a lot of pretty impressive things too. So who knows?
Yeah, I just think Microsoft is trying to be Netflix, where the second you are no longer subscribed to their system, you're not getting any of the content, right? I think that's
or just they'll just make you pay a penalty for not having it. Like you'll end up paying Like, prices will never go on sale. So you'll end up paying $60 for Halo. You'll pay $60 for Call of Duty. You'll pay $60 or probably $70 for everything going forward. Mm-hmm. Whereas Game Pass subscribers, you can probably still buy the games at a discount that you'll get for having Game Pass, whereas mm-hmm. everybody else stuck at full price at all times.
I will say a nice thing is that they basically, they're playing for the next Xbox being 2028, which means that Fable will come out on this current Xbox. And that's all we need to talk about.
That's assuming Fable's not in development hell and never coming out.
No, don't say that, Chris. I am. That's the only reason that I'm holding
it out. It is in development hell.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Will, you've been talking.
We did see a trailer for it. We did see a trailer for it. So we know that it's being worked on.
With some gameplay come to find out.
How many games have we seen trailers for that they don't come out for the next decade?
Why are you killing the dreams, man?
Scalebound.
Yeah, Scalebound got canceled. That's what I'm trying to point out, man. I remember, hey, I bought the Vita based on a game that had a trailer and a gameplay trailer and was never released. Okay?
Which one was that one?
Ruin or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That dungeon one that you and your friends could play and try to go invade different layers and stuff. It was
hey, to be fair, cool. I bought a Vita based on nothing.
I know you did.
Literally nothing. I went to GameStop after I bought I went to GameStop, and I said, hey, what's good for the Vita? And he got, like went into the back room and pulled out a stack of dusty cartridge cases and said, these are pretty decent.
You didn't even buy some of the best games.
Yeah, I did. I got Uncharted Golden Abyss.
Hey, he got okay, Persona.
I was gonna say I thought he was gonna say Persona right away, and
he probably
I
did get that one. That was in the full body or something on it.
That's not that never got released in the U.S.
Unit 13 was pretty legit.
I went to get that once, and when I got to the store to buy it, they said, "Well, we don't actually have that in stock," so I never ended up coming back to it.
It was a good game. I'm not.
I did get Call of Duty Black Ops on there, and that was terrible.
Okay. I'm not gonna go
long story short, road. Though,
it was an interesting thing. Just a peek behind the curtain of how these deals are done. There's like a really interesting email from Phil Spencer that's really dense about.
Lift Awake. I was interested in that for the controller.
Oh yeah, that thing is cool. But I think Phil Spencer's email about how AAA gaming is essentially eating itself is honestly a really good read and. Mm. There's another reason why I really like Phil Spencer. The dude really knows what's going on. You can be upset about, you know, this all digital feature because I hate it, but he really actually understands games and plays games and feels the way that gamers feel. and that's really rare to see at his level. So I don't know.
He's not Jim Ryan, that's for sure. That guy sucks.
Well, did you see that like news articles a few months ago now where some random player was playing Fallout 76 and found Phil Spencer just dicking around the game? It's like you would never see Jim Ryan in a game.
Well, not to mention he's also like, you know, been caught on planes playing like Animal Crossing and stuff.
Yeah. He plays games all the time. It's great.
Yeah, that's really who you want as the face of your company when it comes to like gaming. You want somebody that's actually like, you know, at least mildly casually a gamer.
Yeah.
At the very least.
I also like that.
You have to at least understand what you're selling, right?
I've never seen Jim Ryan play a game console ever.
No. No, there's no way he plays. And another thing I like about Phil Spencer, like this is really minor, but he likes to troll the people who are interviewing him.
Yeah.
So a lot of times he'll have like secret things hidden in his background.
Like the Xbox Series S was just hiding on his bookshelf that one time. And then everybody's like staring at his webcam going forward. Like, what's he hiding now? Yeah.
There's been a few small things, yeah. Anyway, so it's an interesting read. Nothing groundbreaking. All the games that were leaked are all games that we knew about, so.
Do you think this is sustainable, though?
Which part?
Depends on what you mean by sustainable.
I guess, obviously, we would all agree that the current game market is probably not sustainable with the way especially with the big developers.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess specifically the way Game Pass is going, is that really the future? I guess is the question.
They have a breakdown where they leak what they're expecting as far as revenue up until 2030. And I think that you would really enjoy that read because it breaks down where they're expecting to grow.
I guess my question is it really the future for massive titles? Does it still incentivize those? Because I find AI to be a really bad trend right now. Mm-hmm. In games, like just the auto-generated landscapes have been making them very lazy. That's been a complaint that I've read about for Starfield, which is kind of what I assumed it was going to be. And I just think that right now, there's going to be too many new technologies coming into the ecosystem at once, which are going to incentivize them to be lazier with the AAA titles.
Yeah, I think that's just the general trends. Regardless, I don't think it's going to have anything to do with the Game Pass.
I think the main thing we need to look at, and I think all of AAA gaming needs to start looking at this, shorter, more impactful, more fun games. If you want the Game Pass model to work for AAA devs, put out more games that are smaller.
Yeah, I will say that when they first started putting Game Pass games that are like first party and also a lot of the big ones, they're monetized to hell, and that didn't work.
Like, not with a subscription service. Nobody wants to pay on top of subscriptions. A lot of the games that
came out recently don't have aggressive monetization practices.
Like Halo Infinite was terrible. I would add to what you're saying, Chris. They have to be compelling stories.
Right.
Yeah. Like
you could do episodic games. Like, let's just say you want to release like a 6-piece Halo game. Well, instead of making it one big game, have each one be a separate download for each part of the story all the way through. You can keep your progress or something. And then just release smaller chunks as you go. It'll keep people in the model for the subscription.
Well, okay, this is the... Look at what has been successful in modern entertainment. What style has been popular and successful? Look at the MCU with movies. Look at how Nintendo has still milked the crap out of their universe of characters that they've had crossover all the time. Like,
Xbox has never really done that well.
I know, but what I'm saying is, if you want to be a successful model going forward, especially with something like Game Pass or whatever, you should try to make, like you said, shorter, compelling stories that kind of, you create a whole universe of content that the stories all kind of bleed together. So you're getting people to play as much of your content as possible. Even though it's shorter, you're getting them involved in more things across the board.
What Xbox should do with Game Pass, and I've said this for a very, very long time, so, you know, Will, you can jump in and stop me if you've heard this one before. They need to release a game called Free For All, where every shooter franchise that Microsoft owns has characters that can drop into it.
I still hate this concept.
And I think that, you know, if you got Game Pass, you automatically get access to everybody. But if you don't have Game Pass, you want to play this game, you only get access to the characters from games you've previously played. Imagine
Fortnite, Will. What are you talking about?
Imagine you get Master Chief, trying to Doom describe Guy, is, Sergeant Johnson.
It doesn't Arbiter. Make sense because they all play so freaking differently. So like, you'd be jumping. That's
Smash Bros. Plays completely different from all the games that they bring it into.
No. Super Smash Bros. Is fine because it's a fighting game. What you're describing is like.
As a shooter.
Is a shooter, and you want me to play Halo and Doom, which plays totally different.
You'd have to balance out certain things.
You just got to clean up the engine. Styles. Whatever engine you put it in, you clean it up. And then. And you just put all the characters in there, and every character is unique, like Overwatch.
I can see it. Boom. I can see it. I think it's a great idea.
I've been saying this for years, and Microsoft won't pay me to put it together for them.
I still think though that
Oh man. You can go to our other channel if you want books. This is a gaming podcast.
He's trolling you. the thing I would say though, if you had to pick a company that you think is best situated for this future going forward, which one do you think it is? Honestly.
What do you mean by this future?
Like we're going towards subscription models. We're going to a future where you need to monetize your games in as many ways possible to draw people in. Like, it's no longer just a gaming entertainment, I think. You're going to have to get people more involved than just what the game is on Game Pass. I think you're going to start having to have TV shows and stuff associated with different games or tournaments or whatever it is. I think you need to find a way to expand and have community with it.
Well, like Nintendo does with their, like,
Smash Bros.
No. Here's another one, though. All of their whatever franchise 99 stuff they do, or like you've got like F-Zero 99. It's like 99 people on an F-Zero track. Or you've got like Mario 35. There's 35 Marios playing Super Mario Bros. Together. Or you've got Tetris 99. Or I think they previously had another franchise where they did this blah, blah, blah 99. It's something that's wild and wacky, and it's a short-timed event exclusive, and it's fun.
Yeah, no, like, honestly...
They should just throw all of the characters I just mentioned in the Halo 3 engine and call it good.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if... My only concern is that I personally see other companies better than Microsoft at pulling off a Game Pass type thing. Especially since... Okay, Amazon has Twitch.
You know what they could call it Game Pass Game Bash, and then just put all their games in one.
How are they going? You got to leverage esports too, and whatever this
Unreal Tournament. Just call it Unreal Tournament. F it.
Yeah, but
buy that franchise from Epic and call it good.
I think the most exciting company that's trying to get into gaming.
Apple.
It's tough. Well, no, Apple. Okay, Apple's one of them, but so is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix
is not exciting to me at all.
Dude, Netflix. Okay, Netflix is actually the most exciting to me because they are all about their original content right now, making shows.
They're just buying other people's content.
No,
what are you
talking about? No, I'm saying they're about making content into as many things as possible. Like,
I hope they're not the ones doing the Office reboot. Holy cow.
I don't care, man. I'm just making the point that if Netflix was to try to make a Game Pass thing and they were trying to build a Marvel Cinematic Universe style thing where they have the games, they have the shows, they have all of that, I would put way more weight on that model working than a lot of other ones.
I don't know. I feel like Netflix would have to build so much infrastructure where, you know, Microsoft has most of it already. They would just have to put
Netflix isn't doing cloud gaming.
I know they're not. I'm saying
they're doing like you have access to these games you can download.
Okay, could you imagine Netflix and Nintendo?
No, because it won't work.
I'm just saying, look at how... Okay, no, but this is a real thing right now. Look at how popular the Mario movie was. Could you...
Actually, I've heard rumors Nintendo wants to buy Illumination. That's what I've heard.
I'm just saying, like...
Because they want to have Illumination produce a Zelda movie, a Metroid movie, another Pokemon movie.
Nintendo needs to get into something. They need to expand.
I'll be honest with you. I trust Nintendo to make a better movie than Disney.
Probably.
Well, I mean, the Mario movie was actually really good. I liked it a lot.
I haven't seen it.
Well, you saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw it. It's free on Peacock right now.
Oh, it's good. Okay, you agree, right?
Yeah.
You feel all the nostalgia going through it?
Yeah, if you're a Mario fan of, like, all the way to the original games, including the actual, like, original Donkey Kong, it's a good movie.
If
it's also got some DK64 stuff in there, like the DK wraps in there.
If Nintendo's seriously looking, though, to buy someone to make their movies, it kind of fortifies why I think they're getting lazy as shit, though.
They don't have a movie studio.
No, but it fortifies why I think they're lazy. Because, okay, tell me. When's the last time they've made a whole new character group, like another character to expand the universe they got besides the?
If you want to expand the Mario universe, yeah, they haven't done a whole lot with that. But they've already got like what 50 characters.
No, but like, when have they?
Hey,
when
they have a hat now that with eyeballs. Okay.
Okay. When
and they've got the last Splatoon. Time? Splatoon was the biggest new franchise.
That's a Wii U. That's a Wii U title.
Yeah, Colors of Gaming, also, you're right. Disney's not a high
this
bar.
This discussion is moot. Disney's just going to buy Nintendo. You know that's what's going to
happen.
No, they're
not. Disney's more
no,
than
Apple will buy
Apple.
Disney. Apple will buy Disney.
Disney's going to buy... The thing is, like, Disney doesn't have a gaming division anymore. They could just...
No, they're going to get purchased by Apple. And
you have to understand, Nintendo cannot be purchased because of the Japanese government. They would never allow their prized possession, the jewel of their like... entertainment industry to be purchased by a foreign company.
Yeah, Sony will own Nintendo before anyone else does.
You can't do that.
Also,
Japan blocked Sega from being purchased by multiple companies. So, like, if they won't let Sega get bought, they'll let Nintendo get bought.
Chris,
ain't gonna happen.
Chris, Sony makes good animated movies. They could easily buy Nintendo.
I think Sony made Megamind, so I have. I think I can agree with you on that one.
Dude, they made that Spider-Man movie.
Still haven't seen it.
Okay, but it's like, actually critically.
I believe you. I haven't seen it.
Also, the animation's great.
Yeah. No.
The reason why Nintendo would buy Illumination. Hold on one second. The reason why Nintendo would buy Illumination is because, although they have high quality and very high budgets for the films they have made, they don't have like this huge, expansive studio. They're small enough with enough success that if Nintendo partner with them for all these movies, it would be a win-win for both the studio and Nintendo.
I just wish Nintendo would make a new character who was as compelling as Mario, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Pikachu. Anyone. Yes, anyone. Literally anyone.
Splatoon!
That's a Wii U title.
It's on the Switch, too.
Also, Chris, can you name a single one of those characters?
They're called, like, the Octo something.
No, that's my point. They're not compelling. The game is fun.
Yeah, the game is fun. They're a cool mechanic, but they're not a character. They don't have a legit...
There have been a few new franchises. Like, I did look this up after you mentioned it. There's, like, a solid, like, 4 or 5 new franchises Nintendo has tried out over the past 5 years. But they're not, like, ones that you would put in the Mario universe.
My point exactly, though, is they haven't done anything...
Let's not shame the Ouya here, guys. Come on. Let's bring up the Television Amico and where that ended up.
Well, Chris bought the only one that existed, so.
No, actually, there's 3 people that have them in their hands right now, and that thing ain't never coming out. Anyways.
Yeah, I was like, you would talk about that for like 5 years. So they have it.
I'm not cool enough for that, apparently.
Chris, I guess I'm just a stickler over here who misses that nostalgia of the older style games with a compelling story, character.
Oh my gosh, Andrew, you're such a gaslighter.
What?
I miss all these things that we know Chris loves and really wants as well.
No, dude,
and I'm gaslighting everybody, acting like Chris doesn't want the same thing.
Hey, man,
you're a jackass, Andrew.
Hey, I'm just over here trying to point out that I want Nintendo to do what Nintendo did well. Why am I here when I buy a new Nintendo console? I know every game I'll ever buy for it already.
I know I'm going to buy Donkey Kong, and I'm going to buy Pikmin, and I'm going to buy...
No, but seriously, why can I not be upset with Nintendo for being such a lazy bitch company that I literally know every single title that will be worth buying for a Nintendo console before the console even comes out? I know every game that will be worth buying. Why is it that there's never this surprise character that's like, oh, this is such a great flagship title for Nintendo now? This character, such creativity. Bravo.
Hey, shout out to Demicrow. Hold on. Shout out to Demicrow, $2 donation here. Roblox for Switch. I actually don't know if that's actually a physical, like a real thing. I know it was at some point a thing I saw on Twitter. I don't know if it's real or not, but...
Do you know that you can do... There's a dating app now in Roblox.
Really?
Are they about to make that? Yeah.
Isn't Roblox mostly young kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to make... What is that guy who used to catch a predator? What was that show called?
Chris Hansen.
Yeah, it's going to make his job really easy.
Yes, it will.
You're going to get into Roblox. It's like, how old are you? If you're between these ages, you cannot use this dating app. Yeah. And he's like, I'm only 5.
You're in. There's no bouncer in this game.
You can date other 5-year-olds. Yay! Anyways. the bouncer is a 5-year-old too. You're good to go. Anyways. Thanks for the $2 donation there, Demicrow.
I appreciate this.
Dude, I like both.
Andrew is the Sony fan.
I am a Sony fan. I don't like...
I am so ready for my Roblox girlfriend. I love it. All right. They're going to be very blocky, if you're into that kind of thing.
Hey, I give Sony credit for at least trying the nostalgia thing with Knack. Okay? Like, that's
the
where Knack. I...
Oh, that weird franchise with the dots and stuff.
I think they were coming out with a second.
There was Knack, too. That was a PS4.
Yeah. But that came out.
It did terrible.
No, people hated it for no reason other than... I still don't understand why people hated it.
You know what? I'll be honest with you, though. I'm totally fine with Nintendo reinventing franchises, too, though. Like, for example, you remember Captain Toad Treasure Tracker? That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like a puzzle game, cube thing, like a big, giant square puzzle. Good stuff. Sony Pony, Nintendo's, and Xbox. Thank you. And then they remade the TV show five times. What TV show did they remake five times?
No, they're saying a TV show. Like, The Last of Us is just a TV show.
Fifth time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll say this. The Last of Us is just one of those games where you're going to get it. It's no different than Bethesda, guys. Let's be honest. Bethesda whored out on remaking Skyrim how many freaking times for a new release?
Yeah, you know
it came out on like four consoles.
It's still their top-selling game.
Yeah, like it's still beating everything. The Last of Us was never a game. It was really pretty to look at. I'll give you that much. I just hated that game for gameplay. I'm glad I never got into it.
Mechanics, but
I hated the mechanics. It was terrible.
I gotta say, with Sony, just real quick. Like, now that I'm into the Sony games and I have a Sony console, they have the same freaking camera angle in every effing game. It is the same game over and over.
That's because you've only bought the same games by the same company.
What are you talking about?
What games have you bought?
Okay, so Spider-Man has the same over-the-shoulder as Gears of War. It has the same over-the-shoulder as...
Gears of War?
Not Gears of War, God of War. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Then the same as Horizon Zero Dawn. And the same as The Last of Us.
Three of those games are Naughty Dog.
Are you bitching about a camera angle?
He doesn't like third-person cameras.
No. I'm not saying I dislike it or it's not the proper one for the game. It's just so weird.
No. You're complaining about a third-person title because you've just been an Xbox.
Sony does a lot of Sony does a lot of the same camera angle. That's not wrong.
This is the thing.
But the camera angle doesn't make it the same game, Will.
That's actually not true, Colors of Gaming, Mr. Red. The Halo angles have changed significantly over time.
Yes, the POV is different.
It is. No, it has actually changed.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the perspective that you're viewing everything from doesn't, like... Are you complaining that if they're all first-person view games, are you complaining about those?
It's just, it is strange to me that you have three very different games, or four or five, however many.
With the same camera angle.
Same camera angle.
Do they use the same engine? Maybe that's part of it.
But the mechanics are fairly different in all of those games. And I'll say that because... The Last of Us is odd in its controls.
Will's like, kind of.
Also, this is not a gameplay loop that I dislike. I really like it. But it's the Assassin's Creed gameplay loop. And I feel like almost every...
New Assassin's Creed, not OG Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, well, it's like...
I don't like new Assassin's Creed at all.
WB does the same thing. Ubisoft obviously pioneered it, so all the games feel the same. But then... the new Tomb Raider games feel that way. Spider-Man,
I like
a lot
the new
of ways
Tomb Raider,
feel
though.
That way. I don't know.
The new Tomb Raider copied Uncharted.
Yes.
Infamous pioneered its mechanics, I'm pretty sure.
Infamous really brought the superhero game to the next gen when they came out. Mm-hmm. Like that really upped. Like,
I mean,
even
that's
though like
really the base
graphically it wasn't the prettiest game ever, but as far as mechanics, it really upped the ante for like that. Parkour style and everything
that's,
they did there.
That's where Spider-Man gets its influences primarily.
It does, but it's actually built by an entirely different company.
I know, but I'm saying it gets its influences from what that accomplished.
Infamous is not only good, Infamous is great.
Yeah, don't get them started on this. I'm going to talk about it for the rest
of the
Have you played Second Son yet, Will?
No, I haven't played it.
Oh, it's so cheap. You should just get a copy.
Just get
of it.
It's good.
It's a good. It's a really good. If you like superhero games, you'll love.
I was so. When I look back on it, I actually feel very grateful that was a launch title.
It was not.
It was.
Or you mean Second
Son?
Second Son
was a launch. The Second Son.
Yeah, Second Son was like within 6 months.
First year, it was a launch title.
But it was. But it was. No, I mean, like, when you say launch, I'm thinking like it came out with the console.
Oh no, I mean it was first year. It was within the first year. That's basically a launch title.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's in the launch window.
It's within the launch window. You get a couple games that hold you over until you get the game you really wanted. I think it was perfectly released, and I enjoyed that game a lot.
I'm not sure what Demicro is saying, but you can buy Steam digital gift cards on Amazon. I've done it before. So, just for the record, if
you need to do a how-to video.
I'm not doing a how-to video for that. I got to put in too much credit card information to make that happen. Mm-hmm. It's not happening. Too much editing required. But Infamous was not a launch title on the PS3, but it was one of my favorites on there. It was like 2008 or 2009 was when the original one came out.
But I was saying Second Son. A lot of people complained about Second Son.
Mostly because the storyline wasn't as good, but the gameplay
was. Yeah, but the gameplay was amazing.
Yeah, I really liked that. Like, even the side quests weren't that boring.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying, like, it
only gets old when you go to do all of it and complete everything.
Yeah, but I'm saying when I look back on it, that's why I'm actually, in retrospect, grateful for when that game released, because it was like, it made the PS4 worth it early on.
Yeah.
I think the PS5 really does need...
Got Red, see you later, Red. Gotta get you back on the podcast, and you can just, you know, crap on The Last of Us. Will and I will skip that week, and you can just crap on The Last of Us with Andrew for a solid hour.
Dude. I have told everyone I hated the second game.
Everything about The Last of Us, except for the opening, was just, I couldn't do it. I was just like, nope.
Dude.
I mean, I will. The only thing The Last of Us did to the zombie genre that was interesting was it took a previously unused trope for how the zombies were introduced, like that mold cell spore from the
they watched Planet Earth and they wanted to make a game out of it.
Okay, my issue with The Last of Us, the first game is good. They just should have left it. They should have made a sequel.
Well, yeah, with the story they ended up coming up with, yes, they should have left it.
Well, okay, the problem is that the sequel didn't respect the original.
No, it didn't.
If you're not going to respect the original, don't make a sequel.
Hey, tell that to Disney.
I 100%.
I think it probably could have worked if it was more of a revenge story where you don't play as the character that kills the character that you actually like.
Yeah. I think it would have worked a little bit better if they didn't just rewrite the characters.
Yeah. Yeah, also, there's a lot of problems with that.
Because they just rewrite the characters to be...
Chris will appreciate this comment about, you know, games we're hating on. So, The Last of Us... Horizon Zero Dawn. I don't think it's that great of a game. I don't understand why it's so hyped up. It's fine.
It's pretty.
You ragged on me for not liking it for so long.
It's because I can tell you've only played 15 minutes of it, Chris.
No, I played about 2 hours of that game.
No way. You're
unlocking. No, there's no way you only played... You played 2 hours of it. Well, 2 hours of that game doesn't get you very far.
No.
I played about 2 hours of that game, and...
I think I'm 15 hours into it now.
I got to the mechanics where you're taking down those giant freaking dinosaur robot things.
Where are you
in
the game, Will? Because if you tell me where you are, I'll understand what your complaints are.
Holy crap, I have no idea what
When I read the storyline and the reveals in it,
Will,
I thought that was cool,
but I hated
the game,
right?
What?
The big city, or whatever, where all the people live.
I mean, I've been in multiple... areas with people. No, I don't know. I've done a lot of side quests. That might be part of the problem.
Okay, have you gotten out of their little valley and into the... You've gone through the mountains or whatever it is to the other side where the...
Yeah, and
I've gotten
attacked by those damn vulture things. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, once you're past that point in the game, it just opens up in a weird way that it doesn't seem directed enough for me. But that's... It's my same complaint with Zelda.
So, I really like Zelda, so I haven't played the newest one, so I don't have any opinion on that.
I just wish some of those games had a little...
You didn't play the new one? I thought you got it.
No, I can't buy games this year, Chris.
Oh, yeah, you were taking a whole year off of buying.
I just wish that they had a little bit more of a directed story.
Well, I know what you're getting for your birthday then, Will.
I mean, if that shows up, I'm not going to... I can still play games.
You didn't get Hogwarts Legacy then?
Oh, no, I did. So that was a little bit of a loophole I had to talk to my wife about.
You pre-ordered it, right?
No, I had GameStop points, and I got GameStop account, and they were going to lapse before I could buy something. So
you had to buy it to save your points.
Yes, that was a loophole.
Sounds like an excuse.
The Last of Us, or I keep saying Last of Us, the Horizon Zero Dawn that really throws me off is that they don't have accents. They just talk like normal people, which really throws me off because they have
It is futuristic though.
Yeah, but you'd think they would have like futuristic lingo or something. I don't know. It's weird.
I think you're overthinking it.
I've got one more topic for you guys that I forgot about until just now.
All right, let's do it.
this. So,
oh yeah, this is crap.
There was false advertising on Knights of the Republic 2. A company I actually really like, Aspyr, when they put out the trailer for the original, for releasing Knights of the Republic 2 on the Switch, because of course it never came out on PlayStation, because that makes sense. Because they're getting the new remake, so good to go. But that's never coming out. They actually announced that they were going to put out the restored content mod officially with LucasArts, apparently, for permission, and they put out it on the trailer. And sometime in the middle of when they were supposed to release it, it got delayed and delayed, delayed, delayed. And then finally, after I've received my physical copy from Limited Run Games, because you know we wait 2 years for that, Will knows. Then they were like, never mind, ain't coming. It's like, well, I bought that because I knew you were going to put out the DLC. That was one of the main reasons I wanted it. It was an official release of the DLC, and now they're not doing it.
I mean, that's how Chris sold me on it, so I'm a little pissed about it.
There's a class action lawsuit now.
I'm just against
buying. It's false advertising.
Mm-hmm. I'm just against buying things before they're released at this point.
No, it was released. It was digitally released. To get things through Limited Run Games, Andrew, you have to put money down, and then they produce it over time and then send it
to you.
Yeah,
no, I'm telling you.
It's like
you,
Kickstarter.
I'm telling you that I have stopped. I have stopped
doing I'll never buy
games.
No Limited Run.
I am never buying anything. I don't buy anything now pre-ordered, because unless you can actually guarantee that they're going to fulfill all their promises, I've been screwed too many times with games. Mm-hmm.
I will say something system. That came through was the Kingdoms of Amalur re-release. They actually made a new DLC for it, and they came through and they released it.
All right.
So all I can say is Limited Run Games isn't a concept for me.
No.
It just isn't. And just like me buying a game based on the future promises of said game, if it's Bethesda or Sony or Xbox or whoever it is, I'm not buying something based on future promises. I will wait until you deliver, then I'll buy.
I heard that it actually plays well now on the Steam Deck, Last of Us Part 1. Demicrow commented that he bought it on the Steam Deck. And when it relaunched, from what I understand, it was terrible. But then slowly now it has gotten support and it's working better. I guess most of Sony's games when they launch on PC are terrible. But luckily,
they're releasing them on PC now.
I was going to point something out, but apparently they don't have it advertised yet. Limited Run somehow secured the rights with Atlus to produce physical copies of Persona 3 and Persona 4, and I am pissed because they waited a year to announce it. And a lot of people already bought it digitally.
You've played these games before. I don't know how you can be so pissed, Chris.
Chris is going to buy it again, but...
No, I'm actually not. I'm actually not.
What do you have, a shrine to Persona at your house? I swear.
No, I've sworn off buying everything these days. So it says, I'm so mad Atlus didn't choose Fangamer. I agree with that. Fangamer is so much better at putting things out and getting them out to you when they say they will. Fangamer is where I bought my Shovel Knight physical copy. And I got it on time when they said it would come out. So, yeah, Fangamer is way better. Or even if they just release it directly on their Atlus shop page. Why in the heck are they producing it with Limited Run? Unless they're like expecting Limited Run to take on all the liability of whatever happens. Maybe that's the reason they did that. But it's stupid. It's stupid. There's no, like, I'm pretty much ready to just say, no, I'm not going to buy this.
That doesn't sound very committed to not buying. Chris is just the most obsessive Persona fan. And
I haven't bought... No, I'm not buying Persona 5 Tactica either.
Yet.
No, I'm just flat out not buying it. I probably won't buy Persona...
What you don't like the art style for?
Yeah, because it's got the chibi thing, but that's not why. It just doesn't... It doesn't appeal to me. The game doesn't appeal to me.
Well, we know. We know. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We know.
I don't really care for the chibi art style, but that if it was a good enough game, it wouldn't stop me. It's just not. It's like Fire Emblem, but not as good. And then Persona 3 Reload. I don't think I'm gonna get that one either.
That's a very non-committal answer. I don't think.
No, I don't think I'm gonna get it. I don't see any reason to buy Persona 3 Reload. Like personally, I don't see it. I don't see a good reason.
I'm not convinced. I'm just not convinced.
Andrew, I'm here to support you, Chris. Ask me how many games I've bought this year.
Almost none. Say this year.
Almost none this year.
I know. See, and you said almost none. So not none.
Yeah, I mean, Demicrow is right. That game will drop like $20 within a couple months. Mm-hmm. No doubt. Like, that game will not sell well. I think Atlas knows that. They didn't spend a lot of money to produce it in the first place. And in a couple months, it'll be on sale for $40. Probably when Persona 3 Reload comes out, they'll drop the price. Or Best Buy will for them, because I have so much excess supply that didn't sell. It's like the marketing for it is terrible. It's the worst marketing I've seen Atlas put out in a while. Anyway, is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
I mean, it's not the fact that they're just re-releasing another Persona game for like...
No, Persona 5 Tactica is a brand new game. Oh. That's not a re-release.
But they still make new games?
Just real quick, we mentioned in the very beginning is that Paul Ryan...
Ryan.
I'm sorry. Jim Ryan. God dang it. I'm sleepy. He also stepped down. Jim Ryan.
I think that's a person. Isn't there a person named Paul Ryan?
Paul Ryan was a former... politician.
Yes. We don't need to bring.
Oh, was he?
Okay. I don't want to demonetize.
Exactly who?
I don't know who. It sounds like somebody that exists. I just don't know
you
who.
You should know him, Chris.
Why?
Should know him.
Why would I know who that is?
I'll tell you in the chat so we don't have to give this person advertising.
Oh great.
Anyway, Jim Ryan. That Ryan.
And that guy that did the windmill on CNN's live stream. He's gone too. Oh no, he's not. He's still working for them, isn't he?
The windmill?
Tubin.
Oh, no, he's still working for him. Yeah, he's back.
I know. I was just about to say. Wait, he is still working there. Anyways, just for the record, don't turn on your webcam when you're doing something you shouldn't.
Tubin.
unless you're making money on Grindr, like Will. This is why you should stuck to books.
That's I don't remember those people either.
P3RE is a day one Steam Deck pickup for me.
Chris, I just sent you who he is.
That's what Demicrow said, not me. I'm not buying that damn game. All right, let's see here. Oh, yeah, he can step down, too. He's good. All right, let's go.
Okay. He's no longer.
So you're telling me he's living in a van down by the river?
Something like that, yeah.
Chris Farley. All right. Don't buy from Limited Run Games. That's end of story right there. Don't buy
Would
from them.
Would you buy a body They're... pillow if it was Persona?
I would never buy a body pillow to begin with. So.
Andrew, we've been in his basement. We know what's
there. I meant, would you buy five more, one for each game?
No. The power of price compels you to stop.
I feel like if there was a digital version of the body pillow art, you would buy it.
Nice. All right, let's sign it out.
Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Krillcast. We're back to gaming, news, media, and making fun of Chris, apparently. So... As always, I am Chris.
And I'm Will.
And I'm Andrew. And Chris should know better than to bring up Persona if he doesn't want us to make fun of him. It's like, dear diary, I'm writing about Persona again.
I'm trying to quit it. I just can't.
I know this is starting to seem like a fan fiction novel.
Oh my goodness. All right. The stream is over. I'm ending it now. Rest in peace, this channel.